Conversations with Authors podcast with me, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. This podcast is a great excuse for me to have a chat with another published author about what inspires them to write, how they go about the writing and publishing process, and what effect becoming an author has had on their life. And I also find out what tips they have for other aspiring authors. My guest on the show today is Angie Simmons. Angie is a qualified coach and mental wellness mentor, founder of the Growth Development Foundation, and the author of How Am I Feeling Today, which is a year-long undated journal that's backed by neuroscience to help rewire the brain. Hi Angie, it's really lovely to meet you today.
Hi Alison, lovely to meet you too.
Your book, I had a look at it this morning, it's very different to anything that I've spoken to anybody about so far. So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it's obviously called How Am I Feeling Today? It's a year-long undated self-help journal. Best way for me to describe it is the self-help thing. And I designed it just over 3 years ago when my mum suddenly passed away from cancer. I've struggled myself with depression, anxiety, but for many years, and it actually all started when I was signed off with work-related stress many moons ago, and then obviously situations have happened through life and then basically woke that up. And I started personal development 7 years ago. I didn't know who it was going to enable me to become. I definitely didn't see what it was going to enable me to overcome, and that was the passing of my mum. I've talked to people about it before, that I felt a little bit like the cartoon character, Batfink.
Okay.
Some bullets were getting through. And I'd heard about journaling. I didn't honestly get journaling. I thought, how is that going to make a difference to me? I'd already been doing quite a lot of mind management tools, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
My habits that I've gained over the past 7 years, but the journaling wasn't one of them. And so I started doing a bit of research on journaling and finding how it helped with mental health. And so I went on a hunt to find one, and I couldn't find one
that okay.
I would be able to incorporate my mind management toolkit, as I call it. So yeah, that was it. I started writing down a couple of questions to ask myself. And it was being mindful of my thoughts, my feelings and my actions, because one of the things is I didn't want to go back to the past where I'd lived for such a long time, because when I did absolutely fall apart, and I've done a talk about it and how I paused the self-destruct button, is when my younger brother was killed in 2007.
Gosh.
And it was the day after my daughter's birthday. She was two the day before, and he was my best friend. One of the things that I started doing to drown out the pain of my brother passing away, but you see, I blamed myself because it was a motorbike accident and it was me that got into motorbikes, and
unfortunately,
other family member followed suit. So yeah, I started drinking just to shut my brain up, because I didn't know any different, and I found that journaling does the same thing but doesn't have the nasty repercussions,
right? Yeah,
help rather than disruptive, that's the word I'm looking for. So yeah, that's how it came about. I was mindful. I just did not want to go back to the past, and I wanted to be able to manage how I was feeling, but also help my daughter. She was 13 when my mum passed away, so she'd seen the aftermath of somebody dying because she was two. She'd seen the years of what had happened, but she never understood it, and at the age of 13 all of a sudden she was understanding it, and so I needed to be at my top to help her too. Yeah.
So you created the journal originally for you?
Yes.
And then what inspired you to then use that for other people, to then publish that for other people to use?
I started it myself, just like a couple of questions. Then I just noticed the difference in me. And I just thought, I am getting so much done. I am getting through so much stuff without falling apart. And I looked at the journal, and just a question I asked myself, and I was like, if this can do this for me, how many other people can it help?
Yeah.
And that's when I just made the decision. I just made that decision to try and help as many people as I could get through, you know, because like I say, it helped me get through the grief, but it helped me with the depression, the anxiety, and the stress that grief brings. So yeah, just sitting there realizing how much it's helped me and deciding that I wanted to help other people and give it a go.
Yeah. So presumably from the first sort of the questions that you set yourself to it becoming mm-hmm. the journal that it is now, there's a lot of extra stuff in there that you've written for other people to use. How did you go about the writing process of writing the content and putting together the questions to create the journal as it is now?
So at the start of it is about my story. I tell a bit of a snippet about my story because I believe that people need to understand, you know, it helps people understand where you've been mm-hmm. and how you've got through things. So because I could turn around and say it works, but people need to see, I feel that some people need to see the evidence of it working.
Right.
So it was just, I just started writing my story to start off with. And the questions were about how I was feeling, where mm-hmm. I was, what time of day it was, because they all the questions do affect how we feel. And, you know, when we're in such a bad place, one of the questions was, what am I grateful for? Mm. And gratitude is like one of the, well, it's a free resource, but it's got one of the most powerful, it's one of the most powerful tools that we can use. So I just started writing those down, and I actually got myself a plain book, just an A4 book, and I started mm-hmm. writing the questions down. And then after, I think I'd been doing it for about 3 months, and then I thought, this needs, rather than me sitting there every day writing these questions out, I need to get this on print to save me the time of doing it. That was the original. But then when I looked at who I am, who my mum was, you know, there's a bit of a spiritual background because it's all about the earth and nature. And one of the things that I talk to people about is do what makes your soul sing. Mm-hmm. Because life will pull the rug from underneath your feet. But if you're doing some stuff that makes you happy, it enables you to take on that stuff. And yeah. I always have loved creativity from a very early age. I wasn't very bright at school. In fact, it weren't until later on in life that I was diagnosed with a form of dyslexia. I just honestly thought I wasn't very, well, I'm not going to say the words, but I thought I wasn't very clever.
Yeah.
But one of the things I did love was art. I became a hairdresser. I'm now a dog groomer. So I still love doing artwork. And I stopped drawing. I don't know why, but I haven't drawn for years. And I sat there and I was listening to my Celtic, you know, calm Celtic music. And I just started drawing pictures. And I went, these need to go into the journal for like a month, like the month stopper, so to speak. That's the start of the month. And I spent all this time drawing these lovely pictures and then thought, where are they going to put the month as in words? So then I ended up rubbing half of it out. But it was still, a creative, yeah. But I wanted to draw the pictures for mindfulness, you know, because a lot of people don't realise how therapeutic colouring in is. Mm. So, so I just spent a long time drawing the pictures, writing the illustrations, but I got a lot of illustrations from people like Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, all the thought leaders that I've been following for the past 7 years. So I've actually put those in there for positive quotes for people, just in case they're having one of those days, because we all have them. It's like I say to people, it's okay not to be okay. You're a feeling being, you're not a robot.
Yeah.
So, it was very interesting, and it's so something I'm hugely proud of that I created in such a short space of time. So I think from the initial thought of saying, right, I need to get this out there, I think it was out within 6 months.
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty quick. Yeah. Yeah. So that's from you writing down those questions for yourself to use, down to turning them into a book for you, essentially, but then thinking, okay, well, yeah, if this works for me, it's going to work for other people as well. That was sort of 6 months start to finish.
Yeah.
That's pretty good going.
Yeah.
So how did you publish it?
How did I publish it? I published it through Amazon. So it's print on demand, because I'm a single mum and I haven't got thousands of pounds in the bank account to go and, get somebody to do it for me and print loads of copies off. However, I did have somebody that helped me when it came to putting it on Amazon, because when it comes to computers, I said I'm creative, I'm not technically minded at all. Like, it speaks a foreign language to me. So thankfully I had a friend who, she does branding and things like that, but she's very clever with computers. So I pulled her on board to help me get that sorted.
Right. Yeah. So I guess it was a case of putting together the artwork and the questions and the layout, doing the layout for the journal. That's what she was, to get it in a form that would work. I'm intrigued. A lot of people wonder about the quality of Amazon's books. I mean, I know because I've published through Amazon as well, but I know a lot of people wonder about the quality of the books that you get when you self-publish with Amazon. And obviously a journal, you want it to be a decent paper quality because you're writing in it, aren't you? So how do you find the quality with the Amazon books?
I love it. And I remember the first day they turned up, because I ordered 10, because I'd had a few people say to me, I want one, which was lovely because they were trying to support me. And I remember opening the box and I looked at them and I thought, and when I touched them, they felt like velvet. And everybody who's spoken to me just said they love the feel of the cover because it feels like velvet, which is great. But I love, you know, I have not once ever written in the journal and it's come through to the other end. So it is really good quality. And, you know, as long as you keep to the specific things that Amazon asks you regards to having your illustrations in the right place and stuff like that. That over my head, like my friend did all that, but the layout was just absolutely perfect. The quality of the paper was perfect, and the book cover. And all the pictures have come out exactly how I wanted them.
That's really good to know. That'll be really helpful.
So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, really helpful for other people as well who are doing maybe something that's more than just a textbook, something with illustrations in it. Which cover layout, which cover finish did you go for? You say it felt like velvet. Was that the matte cover?
It's the matte one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
My colours are sort of like purple, grey, blue, that sort of, you know, and it's come out a pretty lovely grey purple colour, but yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. Like I said, really interesting to hear from someone who's publishing something more than just a book to read about how that works on Amazon. I was going to say, what did you learn about yourself through writing the book? Well, I guess it was the journey that through answering the questions that led to the book, wasn't it? So.
it was, but also, like you say, what did I learn from writing it? Obviously, I wrote a bit of my story in the front of it. And I think, you know, when you read back on your story, your life or what you've been through, it's quite empowering to see that you've come out the other end or the other side. So for me, like you say, it was a journey, but just the pride. I can't say anything more about it. It was so empowering for me to sit there and say, wow, you've just gone through that and it's 6 months and you've done it. And whereas when my brother was killed, it took me I think 10 years for me to start coming out the other end.
Yeah.
Whereas now with my mum passing away, and I've turned my mum passing away and all the horrible nasty stuff that happened with it into something positive. You know, it's like turning my mental mess into my message to show other people that it doesn't matter what happens to you, it's how you react that counts.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can react really badly, we all do it, and sometimes a positive, and this time it was a real good positive outcome.
Yeah.
And it's the same empowering exercise. That question they asked, you know, what did it help you see, how strong I've become?
Right.
In all the inner work.
Yeah. And by being able to process your feelings and your emotions, I guess, through the journal, that really helps you come to terms with your mum passing in a way that other people can take that and hopefully get through challenging experiences, I guess, with a similar strength.
Yeah. Absolutely. But it doesn't, things don't change. overnight. They take time, like everything. And I think some people just get very, they feel that it doesn't work, but it does. I'm proof in the pudding that it works. You know, everybody has to start walking at some point. And I dare bet not one person actually stood up and then started walking. Everybody fell down several times before they get back up. And it's the same when you're doing inner work, and it's the same when you're doing journaling. Sometimes you're like, don't want to, or you didn't get the outcome that you want. But the more you practice it, the more of a habit it becomes, and the more helpful it becomes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of journaling and writing out my feelings. So yeah, I get it completely. So where has the book taken you? What's happened as a result of publishing the journal?
So publishing the journal, as I say, was no mean feat on its own. But I started going to, when we were allowed to see each other face to face, I started going to networking meetings with my journal to talk to people about journaling. And I met up with a lady, and she straight away, she went, "You're the journal lady." And I was like, not realising that my name was getting about quite a bit. And I was like, yeah. And then she went, "I've heard about it. It's quite spiritual as well." And I was, well, yeah, it's got my own spiritual stuff in there. You know, the earth, the trees, the sun, and all that sort of stuff. And she says, "Can I have a look?" And then she looked at me. She went, "Why is that in there? What's that there? What's this for? Why do we do this?" Da, 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 da. And then she says, "You do know you've got a course in this book, don't you?"
Ah.
And I went, "Pardon?" And she says, "This is a course book. This is not just a self-help book. It's a course book." And I was like, "I don't understand what she means." So I came home and I sat there and I was looking at the book and I was like, well, yeah, there's gratitude in there. There's affirmations in there. There's meditation in there. Journaling, actions. There's also questions that I ask about what do I want to achieve and why this month. So there's goal setting in there, or I call it soul mapping. And so, and then I think it was 6 weeks later, we hit lockdown. So lockdown obviously shut my dog grooming business.
Right, yeah. Which,
instead of me going, oh my God, my business has gone, I thought, right, this has given me the time. I've still got a roof over my head. I'm not going to be homeless. I can just about pay my mortgage and look after the food and stuff, that the bare essentials that me and my daughter need.
Yeah.
And I put all my efforts into designing the Majala program, which is a 7-week mentoring program, which I've been helping quite a lot of people with, and it's been great. So yeah, that's where it's taken me. It's enabled me to become a coach and a mental wellness mentor.
Oh, wow. That's really incredible. That's I did have a look on your website this morning, and I saw about the how do you say Majora?
Majala.
Majala. Where does that come from?
Majala stands for my mind management toolkit. So you can either say mind or you can say meditation. Affirmations, reading, journaling, gratitude, journaling, alarm clock, which is a lot of people don't understand about the adverse effects of the snooze button, you know, the sleep inertia, stuff like that. L stands for listening, and A stands for action, because nothing happens without it. In the journal, there's all those things every single day for you to do.
But I guess it's just getting into a routine, isn't it, of healthy things to get you through life.
Absolutely. It's like somebody said to me about the listening. Now, I listen to positive audios. I've got Audible on my phone. So when I'm dog grooming, I'm listening to Audible. If I'm driving around, I listen to Audible. I listen to YouTube a lot. So you've got all these positive thought leaders about, and by listening to those, that's how I started my journey. I just started listening to a CD while I was driving, and now I say to people, anytime these are busy, your fingers are busy and your mind gets to walk, try listening to something audio, because we're bombarded 24/7 without realizing from the negative news, social media, food TV. And it's one of the things I found by doing the work is that we're programmed by all this stuff to be negative. So when you're listening, it's helping rewire the brain to positive. And it's the same with reading. So I make sure I read at least 5 pages of a good inspirational book a day. Some days, if I'm having a day where I need that extra bit, I'll read more pages.
Yeah.
And it's all about filtering out all the negativity, and it's priceless.
That whole program came from the journal, and the journal came from you wanting to do something to help yourself. I just think that's incredible.
Yes.
So what tips would you give anyone else who's listening to this and who's maybe thinking, well, you know, I've got an idea for something. You know, there's something that I'd like to turn into a book.
Right. Get out your own way. Just do it. You see, most of us get into our own head and tell ourselves, well, it's not going to be good enough. Nobody will want to read it. Nobody wants to do this. Da, da, da. But if it's helping you, it's going to help somebody else. Mm. And a lot of people are worried about failure. But then on the flip side, a lot of people are worried about success. But that depends on what success means to you. Success means to me helping other people, making a difference. It's not about me earning thousands of pounds and living on a yacht. But it's about if I could help one person a month, I'll feel a success. So, yeah, my top tip to anybody, if they've got an idea or they're doing something that helps them or want, you know, an idea, just take that daily step. One daily step per day will compound into huge leaps.
Yeah.
So just take that step.
Yeah, just start small. Yeah, just start small and do something to work towards it. Yeah.
It's like with me at the moment, my next step is I want to write a book. It's going to have my story in it, but I also want to incorporate other people that have gone through similar things, whether that be death or, you know, a breakdown, but they've had some sort of thing happen in their life that's affected their mental health and they've brought themselves back out of it to give tips to people who need help regards, because I know Mojala does work, but if it's done on a regular basis. But there's other people out there, other coaches and mentors that have got even better ideas, a simpler idea maybe. So I want to bring all these people together just so we can write the book. And I've been thinking about this, and I'm saying this not to impress, but to impress upon people. I've been sat on it a year and still not done anything. And then the other week I heard somebody talking about the same sort of thing. So you can imagine, I was sat there going, why have you not done it yet? What are you doing? Because I was getting into my own head. Nobody's going to be interested. Blah, blah, blah. It's okay. We all have that stinking thinking sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you start taking that step forward, then you go, and sometimes you'll find that one path's not the right one. And that's okay. You go on to a different path.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a similar position. I help people to write and self-publish books, and I thought, you know what, I need to write a book about how to write and self-publish books. And I started it in January last year, January 2020. I've got my mind map that I planned it all out, and I started writing it. And then I moved house, and then lockdown happened, and then I was a bit down in the dumps. And then I went back to write it, and I couldn't find the plan, and I was like, oh well, you know, I can't. Never mind, I won't do it now. And this morning I found the plan and I sat down and I wrote 1,000 words. So yes. Everyone do it. I'm back on track and I'm going to do it now.
I love hearing that, because I will be your ideal client because it's what I want to do. Mm. I want to write a book. Well, if you're writing out a book that will help me.
Exactly. Yes. I want to write a book that will help other people, and some of them may come to me and join a program or you know, want to do some work with me. A lot of them won't, but that's great. If I can help other people to write, to share their story, to share their experience through a book, then that's all I want to do. You know, I want to help people get their stories out in the same way that you want to help people to get through their challenges, their grief, their whatever's going on in life. It's just all about helping, isn't it? So, and taking a little step, little steps will build great things. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I talk to people about building one brick at a time. A lot of people want to get loads of bricks and loads of mortar, chuck it together and think it's going to stand up. It's not. It's a brick, a little bit of mortar, a brick, a little bit of mortar, and then you will build strong foundations.
Yeah.
And it's priceless when you do. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see your book.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to come out. So I think that's quite prominent today, that the fact that you found that today speaking to me. So there you go. Universe is saying, come on, Alison, do it.
I think so. Get on with it. Yes. Yeah. So obviously the book for you is your life story book. And I think collaborating with other coaches is a brilliant idea as well, to pull together lots of different ideas. That's kind of what's next for you. What's is there anything else coming in the way of other programs or going out speaking and talking to people now that the world's opening up again, or anything else?
Yeah, I've just been on a international. I've just done an international talk, which was frightening. So that was on a world summit. So I've got a couple of other things I've gone in. I'm in the Success magazine and a couple of other things. So I'm looking to publish my story through magazines. Regards to other courses, I'm just about, I've been procrastinating. We all do it. I've not got long before I finish my meditation diploma. So I'll be doing things like that. Mm-hmm. People more about meditation. It's in the journal, but there's not much in the journal. There's a little bit in the course that I'm doing now, but not loads. I could probably do an entire course on how to get the best out of meditation to help people, because a lot of people think it's a bit woo-woo, and it's not. You know, we're too busy being busy and not being present with who we are. And when we actually slow down and stop, then I think that's one of the beautiful things that came out of lockdown, especially for myself. It gave me time to slow down as a single mum with three businesses and a daughter who is very active. She's a teenager. She's been an actor, dancer since she was two, but when I became self-employed 7 years ago, she wanted to be an actress and a singer. So she's been on the West End twice already.
Wow, it was supposed to
be last year, so you can imagine I'm dotting all over the place. So it gave me time to go I've got a couple of ideas of courses for definitely the book, and getting my message out there. So like I said, turning my mental mess into my message, it will inspire other people to develop and grow themselves. And that's, I believe, that's where, you know, when we look at things outside, most importantly, most people think that they're a square peg in a round hole. Mm-hmm. When they're not, they're unique. And most people don't own that uniqueness. Mm. And they just get worried about what other people are going to say, what other people are going to do, think, or all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I want to get my message out there to show people that there is another way. And you don't have to go to work at this time, come home without, like, sheep, really.
There
could be I can't remember the word of it, but don't matter anyway.
There are other ways. There's other ways of doing life, basically.
There is.
It's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you today, and to hear everything that you're doing now and everything that you're working towards, that all came from you writing a few questions to answer yourself. It's just incredible. It's a really incredible story. Where can people find you online if they want to find out more about you or the course or the book or anything else that's coming up in the future?
They can find me on Growth Development Foundation, growthdevelopmentfoundation.co.uk. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn as Growth Development Foundation. And if they want to connect on LinkedIn?
Yep.
Instagram and Facebook. Sorry, I knew I'd get it.
Okay. Instagram, Facebook. Foundation.
Yeah. I'm on LinkedIn as Angie Simmons if anybody wants to connect with me there.
Okay. And they can get the book from Amazon, presumably.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic meeting you today. Thank you so much for being my guest on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Alison. It means a lot.
Thank you to Angie for being my guest on the show today. Her book, How Am I Feeling Today, is available on Amazon, and you can also find out more about Angie, her book, and her course, The Marjala Method, on her website, which is www.growthdevelopmentfoundation.co.uk, and I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're feeling inspired to share your own story through a journal, memoir, or self-help guide, then I would love to help you. Visit my website, www.theprooffairy.com, where you can download a workbook to help you plan your first book. You'll also find all the episodes of this podcast there, and if you're already a published author, you'll find out how you can be a guest on the show. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, share it, rate it, tell your friends and neighbours about it, and leave a review. This has been a Proof Fairy production, and I'll be back next week with another inspiring interview with another amazing author. Bye for now.